This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The music streaming service Pandora has something to hum about. Today it reported better than expected quarterly revenues this morning, but the musicians whose music gets streamed are singing a different song, and it's a sad one. They say Pandora is trying to push legislation through Congress that would let companies pay performers less in royalties. Sally Herships has that story.
There is one thing Pandora and musicians agree on.
There's a fundamental unfairness right now in the world of radio.
Tim Westergren is the founder of Pandora.
Which is that internet radio is held to a very, very different standard when it comes to rate setting for royalties than any other form of radio.
And that's where it ends. Last year, Pandora spent $137 million on royalties, about half its revenues. Traditional radio, AM and FM, even Sirius, only have to pay songwriters. Pandora also has to pay performers. Jack Lerner teaches internet and technology law at the University of Southern California.
The deal is actually structured so that the more Pandora makes and the more listeners they have, the more they pay in terms of percentage.
Lerner says Pandora's future may not be sustainable, so the company is pushing for new legislation it says will allow it to pay the same royalties everyone else does.
The way to correct that isn't to lower everyone's payments and pick the pockets of artists.
Ted Kahlo is executive director of the Music First Coalition. He says he's happy with the royalties Pandora is currently paying.
The way to correct that is to requiring terrestrial radio to make those payments and also requiring anyone who is at a rate below Pandora to pay the rate that Pandora pays.
USC's Jack Lerner says Pandora is paying too much in royalties. But at the same time, thousands of artists are getting their work aired. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.